Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Gallegos, here with Jeff
Rappaport.
I wanted to say that just to mix it up.
I'm going to let you start saying it from now on. We're just going to sit here in silence until you do it.
So guys, on today's episode, we're titling this How to Get Super Creative Using Creative Financing. And so I don't know what Jeff has up his sleeve here, but apparently this is a deal or an offer that he made. And so he's going to present it to me first, and then we're going to work through it. So make sure you guys get your financial calculators ready, because you'll need them.
All right.
So Jeff, let's get super creative here.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you to be creative first and see what you come up with. So okay. We got a single family home, a 4-bed, 2-bath, like 1900 square foot home. They owe $200,000 on it. They have $1,400 a month payment. Taxes and insurance are included. It is a rental.
Okay. So rental.
He is collecting $2,100.
Oh wow, that's pretty good.
Okay.
$2,100 rent.
Yep, and like I said, he's got a $1,400 a month payment. Owes $200.
Okay.
Okay. And what it's worth is $475,000 to $500,000.
Wow. 475.
He wants 500,000.
Okay.
So initially, Jonathan, what are your thoughts?
That's kind of a tough one. If he wants 500.
Uh-huh. Now the property is worth, it is worth 485, 490. So he's probably asking just slightly above, but it's right there.
Okay. 200K owed, 1400 payment. It's a rental, 2100 in rents. Property's in good condition. It's not, doesn't need a ton of work.
Nope.
I would think so. So my initial thoughts is to try to come up with an offer to sell it on a contract for deed.
And to do what? Tell me what your exit would be.
My exit would be, I think I would just try to wholesale it to a tenant buyer.
So we got to stop having you say tenant buyer.
Or buyer, okay.
So here's the
tenant buyer with lease option.
Here is the issue. He just signed the lease for a year.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, by the way, do you come across, do you have leads where, you could maybe bump the rents because the rents are still low, or, maybe you could get a better deal with an owner-occupant, but they just signed a new lease, or they've got 5 more months on this lease. And
For sure.
Now you're stuck with this tenant paying this amount.
Yeah, there's always that term left on a lease that you'll come across.
Well, let me ask you a really quick question. Based on, let's say that whether it's 500 or 475, I don't even care. But normally, if you saw $2,100 a month in rent and a purchase price of 490, what are you doing?
I'm thinking the rent's a little low.
I'm thinking I'm done with this property. I'm moving on.
Yeah.
Because it is super hard to create a cash flow at that price. Yeah. I mean, think about this. I mean, let's just do a quick calculation. So okay. At 475, let's call it 500 just because it's easy numbers. And you put down 20%, you're going to finance 400,000. What do you think interest rate you can get as a non-owner occupied loan? Four?
Five?
Four. Let's say four. Let's be right super now. Aggressive. Okay, your payment is $1,909 without taxes and insurance. What's rent?
21. So there's no cash flow. Negative cash flow.
Are you going to be really happy to run a negative cash flow with $100,000 down?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, this is like one of the worst rentals ever.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree.
Okay. So how in the world could this property ever work? Why would we ever even be interested in this property?
You know, I don't really know.
Actually answered the question earlier.
I was going to say, aside from wholesaling to a buyer.
But that's our only exit, correct? I mean, that's where it's going to make any sense.
Yeah, because you can't sell it to a landlord. No. It doesn't make sense to hold it for yourself.
No rehab.
It's not a flip. There's no equity that you can gain on your part by forcing appreciation because he already wants over market, really.
So there's two options here. One, you know, he already made it clear that he's an out of state owner. Out of state landlord. He doesn't need the money right now, but doesn't want to give up the cash flow, or he wants to get cashed out, but he's open to terms, and so he doesn't need a huge down payment, okay? That part is what got me interested.
He needs little down.
Yeah. When I say little, maybe not little, but you know, enough to feel secure, but he doesn't need the money for something.
And that's how you make these deals work.
Correct. And this is a $500,000 home.
This is where you can arbitrage.
Supreme area. Okay. All right. So I wanted to pose that to you because to me, when I look at these numbers, and that's as quickly as I'm going to look at them, is what is he getting in rent? What could he be getting in rent? Okay. I don't think he can get any more in rent.
You don't?
No. 2,100.
Okay.
And even if he could, it's not going to make a difference. I mean, it's $100, $150. It's not changing anything in terms of, could we create this, you know, a deal for a landlord? So our goal here is, could we just say, hey, dude, call us back in a year when your lease is up and we'll buy it?
You could give us
an option for 12 months. You could do that. This is what I did. Okay. So I offered them $490,000. So I wanted to be in that range, but I felt like $500,000 still top range. Okay. I offered him $22,000 down. So that's considerably, I mean, that's less than 5%.
You offered him $490,000 with 22 down?
22 down.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're going to play with my 2.5% simple interest hybrid model. And if you don't understand that, don't worry about it. It's okay. You could have done this as principal only payments and could have upped the price a little bit. Okay. Would have worked the same way. So if you didn't understand what that means, hold on a second and let's see if it'll become a little more clear.
We're going to do 468 for principal balance.
Yes.
490 minus 22.
Okay.
Right.
2.5% interest.
Okay. So 2.5%. Interest, and then term of we amortizing it over.
Hold on. No, now hold on a second. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to structure something that allows me to buy this property now and deal with the tenant now.
Okay.
Because what my goal here would be is, one, I could sell, I could end up just buying this, and it would allow me to create a cash flow that would make it worthwhile. And then in a year, I will turn around and sell it to an owner occupant where I will make the vast majority of my money. Or I probably could wholesale this to another investor that would be willing to do what I was going to do.
If wholesale it to the owner occupant?
Well, but I'm going to wholesale it to another investor that would then sell it to an owner occupant, but I'll show you why they might want, why they would be willing to do that.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So what I need to do first is, all right, and we haven't done this for a while, Jonathan, but we used to take, all right, we've got a rent of $2,100 and we'd work backwards, right?
Yeah.
So here that we're going to take out taxes, which is $175. And we've got to figure out what payment we can afford to give the seller for the next year that'll still allow us to cash flow based on $2,100 in rent.
Okay.
Okay. So I picked $1,550, and if you haven't followed us before, this hybrid interest rate allows me to truly pick the payment that will work the best for me.
Yes. Okay?
So I picked $1,550 because, remember, he pays $1,400 to the bank. Right now he's making $700 minus probably at least $2.25 for taxes and insurance. He may also pay water, sewer, garbage. He may even, I don't think he does, but, any maintenance and repairs he probably pays. So he probably makes, let's say $400 a month positive cash flow net. Okay. That's what he's getting.
Okay.
So I can't offer him that and still make this work, but maybe if I can get close, I'm only needing this for a year, right? So so what I'm doing is I'm offering him $1,550. Taxes are part of his underlying payment. So he will collect taxes from me another $175 a month. So he's really at $1,725. So now he's making $325 a month cash flow as opposed to maybe his $400 a month. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm only going to do this for 12 months. Okay. So my balloon is going to be 12 months from now.
Okay.
Okay. So what I've done is I am structuring a deal for 12 months to just deal with this tenant. Okay. What this allows me to do is let's say now I'm paying $1,825. I can still cash flow this by 3.25 a month. So, okay, it makes it worthwhile for me to be involved for this year. It's not great money, but it is some money. Okay.
Okay. So can I walk our listeners through just punching it into your financial calculator?
Yeah, go for it.
So, guys, we had a principal, the offer price was $490 with $22K down. So what we're going to plug into our calculator for present value is $468,000. So present value, we're using a hybrid interest of 2.5. And again, if you don't understand it, don't worry. Just plug this into your calculator. So 2.5 for your interest rate. And then we're going to enter in our payment because we need to determine what that payment, that monthly payment is. Because without us setting that payment, the deal does not work because we won't be able to cash flow. So for payment, we're going to enter $1,550 negative. So make sure you put the negative. Hit that for payment. And then for our term, we're going to just hit 12. And then you can solve for future value. And what I came up with is 461.20.39.
So 020, correct?
Yeah, 020, yeah.
Yep. Okay, so that is what
1,000.
That is what we're what I said. All right, this will work for 12 months while your tenant's in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you figure out my cash on cash return, so if I'm making 325 a month, if you do 325 times 12, and you divide it by 22,000. I've got it's almost an 18% return on investment. Yeah, so
3,900 and then divide by 22,000. Yeah, 17, almost 18%.
Right. So now it might be worth it to me to be involved in this for a year. Okay, so now we have a new offer starting month 13. Okay, because this is only for 12 months. Now we're going to bump the interest rate. So same kind of thing, same hybrid kind of thing, but I'm bumping it to 3% instead of 2.5%.
Okay.
Okay, I'm bumping his monthly payment by $400 a month. So it goes from $1,550 to $1,950. Remember, he also gets reimbursed for those taxes. So he's going to be getting a monthly payment of $2,125 now.
Okay.
Remember, as a landlord, he's getting $2,100, but he's got to pay that, right? So he's paying those taxes insurance. He's making $700 a month. Now he's actually going to be making even a little bit more and not have any maintenance, no repairs, nothing to deal with. So what we did is we upped that payment enough to get him to where he's making even more money cash flow wise. Okay, now we're going to do it as a 36-month term. Okay.
So this is kind of a hybrid interest.
Yes.
Payment.
Same exact as the first one. I just changed the interest rate from 2.5 to 3.
So, okay. So after 12 months.
Yep. So that we figured out the balloon payment at the end of 12 months, right? 461,020.
Yeah.
That's the new principal balance.
Okay.
Okay. So that's going to be your present value. 3% is now going to be your interest rate. And 36 months is going to be your N. And now we're going to enter in 1950 negative as payment, and we're going to solve for future value again.
Okay, 1950. Okay. I'm just typing some notes here.
Yep. Are you calculating this? Because it comes out to be 431,019 is your balloon payment.
Okay, so 461. Whoop. Okay, guys, so if you need help following along with your financial calculator, we already determined the present value, which was 461,020. And that was after our first year, or after our 12-month term. So that's present value, 461,020. And then we're just entering 3% for interest, and then 36 for our N, which is our term. And then our payment, we're going to do 1950 negative. That should give you a future value of 431,019. For your future value. So that's what the principal balance would be after this 3-year term.
Okay, so now I want to just show you why I did this, okay? I know this is probably a little, maybe a little complicated, but I want you to understand that when you're presented with certain problems, when you start understanding the foundation of creative financing, you can really start to try to figure out how to get a deal done. And I'll show you why I wanted to do this deal in a second. So ultimately, this seller who is asking $500,000 is going to gross $571,820 over 48 months. So if you added that $1,550 in the first 12 months times 12.
Okay.
Plus the $22,000 down payment.
Okay, hold on. $1,550 times 12 equals $18,600. I'm just typing notes, guys. So bear with me here. Okay, plus 22,000.
Let's make sure I did it right.
Equals 40,600 plus.
How much? 40,000.
600. Yeah.
I don't think I did do it right.
So 1550 times 12 equals 18.
I guess they only make 541. So, so now you're going to do 1950 times 36.
Thank you.
And then you're going to add the second balloon payment, 431,019. And you should come out to be 541,819, I believe.
Okay, so 1950 times 36 equals 70,200 in payments, right? Times 36. Sorry, guys, I'm just making notes. So all of this will be in our show notes, the way we break down the numbers, and I like to work through it so that you guys can go to our show notes of this episode, and then you can follow along with your calculator. Okay, so that's 70,000 plus principal, plus the, what was it, 431?
Yeah, 431,019.
019 for a grand total of 501,019. Is that what you got, Jeff?
No, because you have to add that 40,800 from the top.
Oh, yeah. Plus the 40,600, you mean?
Whatever it was, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, plus 4,600. All right, you got 41,819? Or are we just all completely off here?
But it was 541, I think.
541,819.
819, yes.
541,819.
So basically, he's making another 51,000 to stay in it for 4 years. And but I want to show you why I did this. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the end of I've got to just sit. I got to leave my $22,000 in this. I got to collect the rent for a year. But at the end of the year, I can sell this. So now I want this person out, and I'll take back the property. And now I'm going to look for an owner-occupant. And normally I wouldn't want to do this, but I really like this area. And if the property was in really good condition, I'd feel very comfortable doing it. So I would raise the price to $515,000, okay, to an owner-occupant. And I'd want $50,000 down. And so I am going to finance someone for $465,000, right? And I can tell you, if I was selling this property today with these terms, I would have this sold within 3 days, with at least $50,000 down.
So $515,000.
Yep.
With how much down?
$50,000 down.
$50,000 down.
Yep. So I am financing someone for $465,000. Right?
Yeah, $465,000.
Okay. on this amount, I'm going to do 5%.
At 5%, okay.
Yep. So we come up with $2,496. So now I will have about a $550 a month cash flow.
Okay.
Okay.
96 payment.
Okay, so I'm going to make about $28,000 up front from the down payment arbitrage. So I get 50, I paid out 22, maybe 25 grand, let's call it. 25,000. Remember, I made $325 a month for 12 months, whatever that was, 3,900. Let's call it, I'm at 29,000. I'm now going to make $550 a month for the next 3 years. And so let's call that, 6,600, almost 20,000. So let's add that in, 20,000, 29,000. So I'm up to 49,000. And then at the end of this, the balloon payment, my balloon, my seller will owe me $443,000. I owe the seller $431,000. So I'll make another $12,000. So I think this is a good use of money short term. And when I say short term, that, 12 months. And so for the use of 22,000, I should make around 60 over the course of the next 48 months. And that's if, it's very possible I might even be able to get a little higher interest rate. And it's possible that I could even get a higher price based on, what happens in 12 months.
Right. Yeah. Especially if okay. 60,000 approximate.
So I told you this is super creative.
Yeah.
Using creative financing.
Yeah. So guys, if you had a hard time working through this one, as I kind of did, trying to follow along here, all these numbers will be in our show notes because I've just kind of been typing them up as we go and then figuring it out on my calculator as well. So definitely this is a great episode to practice using your financial calculator. And so just go back and listen to this episode again. And as I've explained how to punch it into your calculator, you can too. And so it'll make a lot more sense if you see it in numbers as you punch it into your calculator that way. But yeah, this is super creative. And I see why, because you've figured out a way to deal with the tenant, number one, in that first 12 months. And then you figured out, how to structure something beyond that and bring in an owner occupant after that tenant is out, bring in an owner occupant and then, have them pay $50,000 down. So that's, returning your 22 that you put up on it or put on it. You make that cash flow over the first year, about 4,000, close to that. And then over the 36 months, I think that was another 20,000. And then there was another $12,000 difference in the principles between what you owe the seller at the end of that term and what your owner occupant owes you at the end of that term. So
I'm already thinking of ways I could have made this even better. So what I could have done is I could have offered him a lease option for 12 months. So a master lease, and I'll take on his tenant, not give him $5,000 down instead of 22,000. And I'd want a little bit of some kind of rent credit. Just to try to get that balance down. But I don't even need it because instead of doing that 3%, I'd just do 2.5% after 12 months. Or I could have done this where, hey, I'll give you $7,000 or $8,000 down And after 12 months, when the tenant moves out, it'll give you, you know, another 15 grand. And the reason for doing that is that I would have gotten a much higher cash on cash return based on having much less money in it for that first 12 months. And that's what I should have done.
Okay. So summarize that.
I could have looked at some alternatives of coming in spreading out the down payment over the course of, you know, some would be upfront. The balance would be at the end of 12 months when the tenant is ready to be out.
Yeah. So just to clarify, master lease option with $5,000 upfront. At the end of that 12 months, once the tenant's out, you would bring in another, you said eight?
Well, if I give them like $5,000, I'd give them 17.
So, okay. So yeah, at the end, you would still give the rest of that 22.
Yeah, because now I can collect that money directly from my buyer.
Yeah, and so you would be in it real light at 5,000 with a master lease option. Okay, that's super creative.
Yeah.
That's really, why didn't you do that, Jeff?
I didn't think of it.
Yeah, you have to go back and offer this guy that.
I might have to.
That's awesome. No, I love that. I love that. And that's something I've never thought about. That's something kind of new, really, to this show.
I've never thought of this. I was presented with a problem. For some reason, I thought I wanted to figure out a way to make it work. And I thought I did. And now I've come up with a couple of better ideas. And
yes.
Yeah. But this is, I mean, you see, this isn't really a good rental. The numbers for this do not work. But we're figuring out a way to still make it work. If the seller is okay dealing with a little less cash flow for a year, then we're going to up his cash flow after a year to exceed what he's already getting.
Yeah. Yeah. And what makes this super creative is just dealing with the tenant upfront, number one, for that year lease. And then, you know, kind of creating a hybrid offer here where it's like, we'll give you this much, you know, for the first 12 months. And then after that, the payment goes up. So you net a little more and we can increase the interest rate. But I really like the idea now of just doing that master lease option with the $5,000 down.
Yeah, really, I'm willing to really do nothing that first year with having little to no money into it.
Yeah.
I don't care if there's any cash flow. I want to position myself for month 13. There's nothing I can do for the next 12 months. Really don't care if I make any money as long as it's, you know, not a problem.
So what's the key that makes this whole deal work in one word? In one word. What's
in one word?
Three word.
Being flexible, I think.
Getting in light.
Yeah, certainly.
Getting in light. That makes the whole deal work. And we've talked about this again and again on the podcast because, again, if the seller doesn't need much money up front, that's where we can arbitrage, down payments, right? And then the other key that makes this work is being able to pick our payment. And we have to do that to make it work. Because our payment cannot be 21.
It's funny that you bring that up because, you know, I scroll Facebook, like all these groups, because I always look for content, stuff that we could have on our podcast that either questions people are asking or deals they're looking at. And the one thing that I see all the time, people are asking, is this a deal? Is this a deal? And they're saying, you know, seller wants $50,000 down on a $260,000 property. And that might be a deal. It might not be a deal. But I would tell you, just because the seller wants it doesn't mean that you have to give it to them. If you're a wholesaler, I don't know how many people, it is not the majority though, that we talk to that say, hey, I want this price. And we end up giving them that price, right? There's got to be, you know, if they're in the range, so if they're asking for 250, and one of my questions would be is there a reason why you need that $50,000? I don't know if we'd be the right buyer for you because, you know, we just can't come with 20%. That would handcuff us. It would probably make it so that instead of the five properties we normally buy this month, we can only buy two.
Right.
So if you have some flexibility with that down payment, I'm happy to put together something and see if we can make this work.
Yep.
And if we can't, then we can't. But yeah, just because that's what the seller wanted doesn't mean that's what I got to give him. You know, nope. Seller wanted 500. I didn't give him five. I'm close.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. You gotta structure payments and an offer price that works for you. And, you know,
just because the seller wants this, that, or the other doesn't mean that that's what you can give them.
Yeah.
Cause it's negotiations.
Yeah. It's any, and you know, sellers always want pie in the sky, right? They want the highest and best and the most money down.
Yeah. We did a podcast episode a ways back where, you know, a number that typically comes out of a seller's mouth happens to be 20%. Okay. And what my experience is they don't need 20%. In their mind, they think they need 20% because they don't trust you yet. And so let's get past this trust issue and work our way down to about 4%.
Right.
And now we have some options. We can make some money.
Yeah. Cool. Well, this is eye opening for me. it's really cool to just think that if you have a tenant that you have to deal with in the short term, you know, and that could be they just signed a new 12-year or 12-month lease, or they have 6 more months on their lease or 5 more months on their lease. Like now to me, it's like, okay, so option number one is go, you know, let's do a master lease option for the remainder of that term. And then let's come up with another offer for, you know, a term after that, whether that's 24 months, 36 months, 48 months, whatever, but kind of making it a hybrid solution, really.
The less amount of time that tenant's going to be in there, the more options I have. I could say, hey, you know, your tenant's got 3 more months. Why don't you just give me an option? And here's my deal. And I would basically just, it would be one offer now, but it's going to start in 90 days. And, why don't we do a lease option for 3 months and, you know, I'll give you $2,500 up front just so you know I'm serious. And then at the end, I'll give you the balance of the down payment. But there's any number of ways that we could try to structure this. But this one was like they literally just signed a new lease. And, it's like your heart just sinks. It's like, really? Yeah, come on. Because we don't want this tenant. This tenant is in the way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, awesome. Should we make the next episode on just this same offer, but just plugging in a master lease option, putting $5,000 down, or what do you think?
No, well, I've got another one where we just beat out everyone and, you know, we're going to make more money
all right,
wholesaling it. So you'll like it too.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, I hope that you've gained tremendous value out of this. And I hope that you've learned something, because this is really creative in the way that we deal with the tenant and then create another term, an additional term after the tenant's gone. And then even using a master lease option up front with even littler, you know, less money down up front out of your own pocket, rather than that $22,000 down that we discussed, you know, putting $5,000 down and then, you know, the remainder of that, you know, that 17 after the tenant leaves. And then, you know, you can collect that down payment from your owner occupant. So that's kind of what I gained out of it. And then again, just the key to this deal is getting in light, which makes it all work. So if you guys have any questions or comments, you know where to reach us. You can reach us on our hotline, 877-409-8090. We're also on Facebook at the Creative Financing Podcast. And on all of our episodes can be found at the creativefinancingpodcast.com. And so you can catch us there. And we're calling it the Creative Financing Academy that's in the works right now, where it's going to be an online platform where we're putting all of this into a video form where you guys can go to learn this. You can learn the basic strategies and then go in depth on some more hybrid solutions or strategies like we talked about on this show. Also, there's going to be a lot of videos of Jeff just crunching numbers on properties. And if you can follow along with your financial calculator, just like you did on this episode, then you can get that practice in so that you can start utilizing this in your own business. Jeff, you want to mention anything on your apprenticeship?
Well, first of all, I hope that by the time this episode airs that we are up and running, because we are pre-recording this.
Yeah.
So hopefully we will have the Academy up and going by
we will the make time an announcement. Yeah, we'll make an announcement as soon as that's up. So we'll update one of our shows to do
And I think, but we created this education program because, a lot of people have asked that I must have, I must be a mathematician, somehow, some way, and that is like the furthest from the truth that you can get. What I tell people is I've learned how to use 5 buttons on a calculator, and I understand how the pieces of the puzzle need to come together. And really the way that you learn that is practice, practice, practice. And what we're going to be able to give you is as much practice as you want so that you can become as good as you really want in terms of the puzzle, right? Yeah. So understanding how the puzzle comes together.
Yeah. And it takes a long time to learn, guys. It does. It takes a lot of practice, even just to, be able to know your way around the calculator and how those pieces fit together individually. So
I think really the big mistake people make is that they just try to learn it all at once, which is, you've got to, it's a foundational kind of thing.
It really is.
Yeah. You got to understand the different strategies, why you would use one over the other. And then, understanding how some of these things come together. I mean, if you're starting with, hey, I need to understand Jeff's hybrid thing. No, you don't. You could do just fine and never ever make this offer. Maybe you understand principal only or interest only or something to that effect. And this is something that I just came up with playing around, and it's worked for me. And so I continue to use it. And by the way, if you take our course, you will absolutely become an expert in understanding this hybrid interest rate.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Until next time, go out there and create some terms.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.